Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome back to Babecast. It's Megan. Thanks for tuning in. I realize that all of your Facebook feeds, Instagram feeds, Twitter feeds are full of Hurricane Harvey stuff. So I'm not going to go all out on it because I'm sure you're kind of like, all right, we get it. But I've literally broken down in tears like 50 times this week just looking at all the photos, thinking of all these people who just literally lost everything they've ever worked for. And it makes me so extremely sad. And I've basically donated my entire paycheck to several different charities and humane societies. It kind of sucks that something so horrible has to happen for people to come together, but it's good to see everyone who is helping. It is kind of hard to tell where to put your money because there's so many charities out there and so many people asking for money. And obviously, you don't want to get scammed. Not everybody is loaded, especially me. I mean, I work in radio, let's be honest. So obviously, everybody's in a different financial situation, no pressure. But this is who I donated to: the Red Cross, Houston Humane Society, Austin Pets Alive, and Dallas Dog RRR, which is Rescue Rehab Reform. So all of these people who are out there risking their lives for other people or these animals who were left or stranded, I mean, I just can't imagine what they're going through. They're not eating. They're not sleeping. They're just putting others first. And it's really incredible. I feel super helpless. I would love to just go over and like help out with all these animals. But I mean, obviously, it's not super realistic for me to do that because I'd probably just be in their way, let's be honest. But the only thing I can do to make an impact is donate my money. So that's what I've done. Probably too much of it. But I just think of it as I could probably not buy drinks tonight and, you know, donate that money to something that actually matters. I mean, if you just go to these organizations' Instagrams, you'll see how they're just seriously working so hard to help all of these stranded animals or people. And it's just incredible. And I just wanted to do whatever I could to help. So if you're interested, those are the charities that I've donated to. Feel free, look into them. That's what I did. I spent a lot of time researching before I just went ahead and handed my money over to them. But they really are making a difference. And it just makes me so happy to see so many people coming together. On a lighter note, today I'm really excited to have this guest on. She is incredible. She plans some sick parties. And if you even just go check out her Instagram, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. She is clearly super talented. So please welcome to Babecast, boutique style event design and production, owner of Loba Design Co., Ashlyn Krall. AKA the balloon mural girl, which I saw that on your Instagram. And that's so funny because I started following you and I was like, oh my God, those balloon murals are so cool.
And so random. I try to explain it to other people, like what I do. I'm like, you just have to look at a picture. Like, I think people think I make like the balloon animals or something when I say I do like balloon stuff. They're like, what?
Awesome.
Yeah. So.
It's incredible though. It looks like it's very time consuming, is it?
It is. Yeah. I'm getting a lot faster at it. It's a newer thing, but I'm getting faster at it. So,
is it like a trend in like party planning to do this now, or did you kind of, are you like the OG of the balloon mural?
No, not the OG. I feel like it's been done in like cooler, like not cooler. Jacksonville's cool, but like some big cities.
Big cities.
You know?
Okay.
But it is newer around here. I think yeah. So.
It looks difficult, too. I was like, I don't know if I could ever have the patience for something like that, yeah, but it's really
some
cool.
Some jobs are harder than others.
Okay.
For sure.
That's fair. Okay, so where did the name come from, Loba?
Lova. Okay. I need to polish this spiel of You're where fine. It came from. But so Lova, it's really, the first name was Love Babylon. So the L-O is from Love and B-A is from Babylon.
Okay.
And so
that's cute.
The backstory behind those two things is like love, my whole like mission and everything that I do, I want it to be like intentional about loving people and just in whatever way I do that for like whether it's event planning or
right.
the balloons. My main goal is to just love people. And so.
And like make people happy.
Yeah. And like just love on them. So. I just always want that to be in the back of my mind, like, this is why I'm doing this, and I don't want to stray from that. And
right.
then Babylon, this is kind of weird. I'm no theologian at all, but don't know if you're familiar with, like, the Tower of Babylon, the story in the Bible. It's, like, a city, and they're building this tower, the Tower of Babylon, and sort mm-hmm. of what they're trying to accomplish was to sort of, like, get on the same level as God and be like, I don't know. Look at what we can do. Look at what we have accomplished. And
okay.
so for me, it's sort of a reminder that, like, all that I do is sort of, like, my giftings and my talents come from God and sort of, like, to bring – make sure that I'm always bringing that glory back to him.
Okay.
So
oh, that's so nice.
That's where
and
it
then
comes
you just,
from. So
you
Lova
felt like you
shorter.
Wanted to shorten it up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, and
okay.
I like Lova. I feel like it sounds fun.
It looks really fun. Everything yeah. that I've seen, all the photos, I'm like, that looks so fun. I need to be
fun.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay, nice.
My family moved to Jacksonville in the middle of high school. And then when I graduated high school, I went to Tampa. For school, I went to USF. And
nice.
Then I lived in Orlando for a little bit, and now I'm back here.
Okay, so yeah. a little bit around Florida.
Yeah.
And did you went to USF?
South Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's in Tampa.
Tampa.
Mm-hmm. Did you go for event planning?
No, they don't have event planning there. I did want to do event planning. Like,
right.
I don't know. I don't know why I thought, like, every college, just whatever you want to be, you can, like, sign up to be whatever it is. But
yeah. I mean, that's. I feel like that's a popular
planning.
Degree.
It is. They have a great program at UCF for event planning.
Okay.
But,
like, hospitality.
Yeah, they
right.
have a great hospitality program. And there is a hospitality minor at USF, which I took several classes in that. But I just got a business degree.
So. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
so then that helped you kind of launch your own then,
yeah,
essentially.
Yeah.
That might even be better because maybe you get more experience on the business side if you want to have if that was
yeah,
your, like, goal
sure,
in the long
yeah.
run.
And I think I always knew I wanted to, like, be an entrepreneur, have my own thing. So yeah.
So your lifestyle is probably pretty crazy because obviously parties happen on the weekends.
Yeah.
Like, so
mm-hmm.
when do you feel like is your spare time during the week or?
Yeah, the beginning of, like I don't know, like some week and some
it's
weeks
always
are
different.
Busier than others. Yeah, so weekends usually are full of that kind of stuff, but I don't really mind it. I have a little one, so I love being able to be at home with her during the
of
week.
Of course,
so,
yeah.
But it is kind
how,
of crazy and hectic.
Daughter?
Daughter,
how
yeah.
old is she?
She'll be 3 in October.
What's her name?
Ember, with an E.
That's so cute.
Thanks.
I love that. So basically your spare time, like, what's your favorite thing to do? Just kind of hang out with her
yeah.
and your family.
Yeah,
and
she's totally my spare time. And she's so fun.
Is
I
she?
Love,
I feel like
yeah.
that's a cute age. Like,
yeah,
probably really, you
is.
Have your hands full, but, like.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's starting to get, like, fun.
Mm-hmm.
She's,
yeah.
like, talking a lot.
Yeah,
and, like,
she's talking and, like, she's entertained by things. Like, I feel like forever I'd, like. Let's go to the zoo. It'll be so fun. And she's like, I don't know what's happening. Like, she's like staring off.
But she's like
she's
into
really
it.
Into things right now. It's a fun age.
That's
everything's
probably fun.
Like magical and like.
And then you like feel like a little kid too, like while you're watching her, because
totally.
You like get back into like stuff you used to do
yeah.
when you were a kid.
Such a kid. Yeah.
So have you always loved the idea of planning parties? Like, has this always been a passion of yours?
Yeah, really. Like, it sounds so like, I mean, I don't think I said when I was, like, 5 years old, like, I want to be a party planner or anything
right.
like that. But
but when you're five, you love parties.
Yes, I did. I loved parties. And that, like, I always use my 5th birthday as an example of, like, why I love parties and why I think they're so magical. My 5th birthday, and this might be too, like, long and silly of a story, but I had, like, a princess-themed birthday party, and
the fact that you remember it and
I
it, like,
do.
Stands out is it shows something.
Well, and that's why I love it is because I feel like it's parties. Everyone that you love is gathered, and they're magical, and it's like a place to create memories with the people that you love most. So
right,
that's what I love parties.
So you had like an epic fifth birthday, princess.
Well, yeah. So it's funny. My dad built like my dad's very like handy, can build anything, but he built a castle out of these cardboard boxes. But in my mind, like I was probably like in my 20s, I was looking back at pictures of this birthday party, and I knew there was a castle there, and I like remember all the intricate details of it. And I was looking back at pictures and I was like, those were cardboard boxes? Like the castle was a cardboard box or like cardboard boxes like all put together. And he was like, yeah, like what did you think we built a castle like in our backyard? And I was like,
it was yes. Just that good.
In my memory, it was a real live castle.
Oh my gosh,
in my
that's
yard.
Awesome.
So yeah, I don't know. I love the details. They're like magical and they make your memories last. And so yeah.
Now does your daughter have like the most incredible birthday parties ever since you like, or not yet? Do you feel like it's like too soon? Or?
I'm like, well, no, I like to go all out.
And yeah.
My husband's like, thinks it's a little bit ridiculous, but I'm like, but it's like, I can't throw a lame birthday party. Like, I'm a party planner.
Right,
so
exactly. You can't let yourself down.
My reputation to uphold.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, we're always like financially like conscious about it because we're like, okay,
right.
She is like one or two or she's about to be three. I'm like, we can't be ridiculous about this.
Because I see some parents go like buck wild when it comes to parties for their like so, 1-year-old.
Right.
And like,
so it is. It's always creative and like I have lots of fun details, but they're very like handmade and
things that she's gonna appreciate no matter what that can be done like cheaply.
Yes,
without
exactly.
Going like ordering a $5,000 cake or something like crazy like
yes,
that.
So we try to be reasonable. I just stay up all night for like weeks making things.
So I was looking at your website before you came here and I saw that you have listed under your about me your love story.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to hear like more about that from you.
Sure.
Because that was really super cute.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's important to share. Like, I do lots of weddings, and so, like, love stories are a big deal. And
right.
I want to relate to people in that
absolutely.
Way. So I met my husband. We both ended up working for a nonprofit down in Orlando.
Okay, cool.
So we met at work. It was, like, a startup nonprofit at the time. And so we kind of, like, had to, like, establish all those, like, HR rules. Like, okay, we have like this couple that just met, and so it was like
I work with my boyfriend, so like I feel you.
Yeah, so it was like we weren't like in trouble about it, but
right.
They were like, okay, we should probably establish these rules. Like
right.
Everybody can't just come here. There was another couple that met also that they ended up getting married, and we got married. So it was like
it happens.
No, people just coming to work to find their.
Well, I mean, you're
husband,
around the
you're
person,
around.
And you get to know them, and you start. You know, it just happens. Like to so many people, you can't help it.
Yeah.
Luckily, like I work in an industry where it's okay, but I mean, some places maybe don't allow it.
And it was okay.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Obviously.
Yeah. So we met there at Feeding Children Everywhere, and it was a really cool company. We traveled all over the country doing these food packaging events.
Okay, cool.
So it was cool. We got to experience a lot together. We came.
And you're like helping others, obviously. So that's awesome.
Yeah. That's a good qualities for each of us to have. And I knew like the first time that we like went on sort of a date, we just went to coffee and like we talked for hours and hours and hours, like way past closing time to like 2 a.m. Sitting outside, not inside. We didn't make them stay until 2 a.m.
They're like, hello, they're can like, you leave?
We get here, falling in love. So like literally after the first date we had, I went home and I texted my best friend. I was like, I think I just met my husband. So like I knew right away that like it was like for real and forever. And
obviously he felt the same way.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, he proposed. We got engaged like very quickly. Like I know like everyone was very sweet to us, but I know people were probably like, oh my gosh.
Really?
They probably like thought we were crazy.
How long were you together before you got engaged?
We dated probably like 4 or 5 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we got engaged. We were engaged for like a year, and then we got married. he proposed on a work event. Also, we were out in San Diego, and so he proposed on the Sunset Cliffs out there. It was beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. 4 or 5 months, I mean, is longer than The Bachelor, so you got something up with yourself there.
If people still have hope in The Bachelor, then they should totally have hope in our love story.
Right. Some of them work. I mean,
it's true.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
You did good.
Yeah.
And then how long until you had your sweet little baby girl?
Yeah, we're fast movers. so we got pregnant like a month in.
Really?
So, mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's like, that's your thing.
Which we were both like, we were like not trying kind of thing. We were okay with having a baby. That was kind of, I think that like some people are like, we want to travel the world and we like, that's their adventure. And like, I think starting a family was like our adventure.
Everyone's different.
Chose. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no
respect
judgment.
Whatever anybody wants to do. So yeah, we were excited and it's so fun. I mean, it's, obviously
well, now you're like
challenging.
Young parents and you guys, I mean, you can still travel.
Oh, yeah. She just has to come with us.
Right, exactly.
No, which is totally fine.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to talk about your company a lot. Is it just you that solo owns it or are you partnering with somebody else?
I do have Sarah. She's down in Lakeland. She definitely helped like with the founding stages. She was like totally a part of bringing it to life, and she will always like I'll never not include am I saying that right?
Yeah,
she'll always be a part of it.
Yeah, I get it. I knew what you were trying to say.
But she just on Sunday actually she just had her third baby, 3 under 3, so like she's got her hands
oh my god
babies, which is amazing and a huge blessing.
She has a lot of stuff going
she's
on
kind of busy yeah. But yeah, she's like a huge part of the heart and everything behind it, and whenever she wants to jump back in.
Okay.
Obviously.
So you're kind of just running it. You know, do you have a team or are you just, is your husband like a part of the business or no?
No. I keep trying to, I'd really love one day to like bring in like an event rentals side of events also. And I keep telling him he's into like logistics. That's what he does. And
oh, okay.
Like, you need to like come be that side of my business for me. But I haven't convinced him yet.
Okay.
But as far as like the
one day you'll get there
stuff, he wouldn't be very helpful. I have somebody who comes and helps me on wedding days. I never go by myself. So,
okay, good. Yeah. I was gonna say that seems like a lot of effort for one person.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying you're not capable. I'm just saying
no,
it looks
I'm not
like a lot.
Capable on my own. It's a lot to do. So. I always have at least one person with me, and it just depends on the event if I need more.
So what type of events do you do?
Mostly weddings, but I mean, I love parties of all
sorts. So it's not just one thing. Mm-hmm. So weddings, like maybe, I think I saw like grand openings, or do you do stuff like that?
Yeah,
or?
So, well, I've done a lot of the balloons for grand openings. I would love to do grand opening parties for people if they do that. Sometimes it's a thing and sometimes it's not. But the balloons have been a big hit for like grand openings or sales or little like parties that.
So people could just call you up just to do the balloons and not necessarily like, oh, okay, cool.
That kind of became its own little
it's your
thing.
Own thing.
It came from the first one that I did was for my church. They were having like their 4th birthday party and they always sort of recruit me to help with the decorations and stuff for events. And so I was like, yes, and it's a birthday party, so I really want to do balloons, like large-scale balloon thing. And they were like, okay.
That's the first one you ever did?
That was the first one I did.
Awesome.
And then I posted it on Instagram. And so sort of from, like, the design side of things, the balloons, they sort of, like, took on their own other thing as well. So.
That's, and it looks so cool. I'm, like, super into it.
Yeah.
So what other, like, services do you guys do as far as events go? So, like, weddings, like, are you, like, a wedding planner? Or,
mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So
Yeah. I try to throw in the word designer because
it's like both.
I like helping with the design process. There's also, I mean, there's some wedding planners, and they excel and do just, like, the timeline, not just. They do, like, timeline kind of stuff, and it's more so running the logistics of the day, which we do, but I also love, what I love about events is the design part and creating different elements that make them unique.
Yeah.
Trying to be creative with things, so.
And, like, very visual stuff. So, like, can you give an example of, like, do you have, like, a certain aesthetic, or is it just, like, per person, depending on what they want?
Yeah. So, Yeah, like I personally have my own style, and I think that that probably draws a certain type of person.
Sure.
Sometimes I have to ask people, I'm like, what would you say my style is? And I get
it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
But I feel like I just from looking at your photos, like I can see what you mean. But I was just curious if it's like, if it's you only kind of do your own thing and that's why people will book you, or if you kind
that's
of
a little
do
both.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I always, like my, if it's a wedding, for instance, like my couples are the inspiration. Like I hope that I have like good design ideas, but it's not a wedding about me. It's about them. So they're the inspiration. I want it to be a reflection of them as a couple or whoever the client may be. So they're the like biggest part of where that comes from. But then, yeah, I think that if somebody wants to hire somebody for design work, hopefully they're coming because they're like, oh,
they
really liked this, or I like the style.
Right.
I feel like I get like eclectic. People say eclectic sort of is my style, and I think I just like doing creative things, like things that don't
look like
Pinterest. Like,
okay.
Not that I love Pinterest and has great ideas, but like I don't want it to be a replica of somebody else's.
Right. So does it come down to literally like what's on the tables and the decorations? It's like all of it.
Yeah, it's different for everyone. Like some people, like some it's more and some it's less, but. Yeah, I mean, I try to propose, like, every little thing that could happen.
Right. Because, like, for me, I have, like, a really good idea of what I like. Like, I could show you a picture or something.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I want something, like, along this line.
Sure.
But I am so bad at, like, putting it together.
Yeah.
Like, same thing with, like, decorating my own house. Like, I can pick out the things that I love, but I just don't know how to put it together.
Bring
That's why
together.
You need somebody like you to, like, understand what that person's saying and then... visualize it. I feel like
all
that's like almost
together.
Like an artistic thing on your part because it makes you you're like an artist to the fact where you could see it whole picture.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah.
It's weird to think of it that way, but it is kind of like an art.
Yeah. Definitely.
Sure.
So what's your favorite event space in town that you've done?
Oh, goodness.
Because I feel like every day there's like something new that I'm seeing.
Which I love. I think that there's lots of cool things coming in. I think there was sort of a lack in Jacksonville for venues.
Sure.
So it's really exciting seeing new venues come in town.
It's hard. I know it's probably hard to pick one.
Yeah,
but like,
I know. I really love a place that is sort of like a blank canvas.
Okay.
That like anything can be created. So there's 600 King, which is new.
Yeah,
in
Christina.
Yes.
Yeah, I had her on here.
Oh,
and
yes, I knew that.
I've seen photos, and I just am obsessed.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's like, okay, so that would be like my aesthetic. Like, I can't even like put that into words. Like, I don't know. I guess like industrial, modern, and maybe along those lines. Like, and I really like, what's it called? The Glass Factory.
That was going to be another
So I'm not even engaged, but sometimes I'm like, I want to get married there because I'm a crazy person.
Yeah.
But like, you know, just you see these spaces and you're like, oh, that's like, it feels like me kind of, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That's like the number one, I feel like the first number one thing, like you have to have the space before you start like creating and designing because, And that's why I say I like a blank canvas because some places you're limited to like, what you can put in a space, like if it totally doesn't fit within it. So
So do you help with people pick out the venues and stuff too?
And some people come to me really early in the planning process, and some people come to me like, I'm like really close, and can't do this all on my own.
Right.
So
well, because maybe people
it.
Like think that they can, and then they realize like that would totally be me. I'll be like, I can do this,
and
I'll be like, help.
I'm
dying.
It happens a lot. So it depends where they come to me in the planning process, but I like to be as involved as I can.
What's the biggest event that you've planned? I mean, besides, I know you said weddings, but have you done other things besides like weddings that are like big, maybe local events or anything like that?
Yeah, well, I'm helping. I wouldn't say I'm the planner, but I'm helping out. There's about to be a Yelp event next month, and it's going to be at the Mosh downtown, and there's going to be like 500 people there.
That's amazing. What's it for?
It's like a big Yelp event that they have every year. So they have, they invite, I think it's Yelpers to come. Al, I think that's what they call them. And it's like the people who are really involved in the app and always are leaving like the feedback and reviews. So that's who's invited. And then they showcase a bunch of different like restaurants and
Oh, that sounds
Yelp
amazing.
A lot of restaurants and food, or not just that.
Because that's what I always use Yelp. Like, I mean, not so much here, just because I live here. But like when I go out of town,
you want to know where
to go. All I like live by it because we don't even like want to go somewhere unless it like looks pretty good on Yelp.
Exactly. Yeah. Yelp is a really cool organization. So yeah, I'll get to be a part of that.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So it'll be big.
You're going to do a big balloon mural there or something?
I think that probably.
How long does it actually take you to do that?
Oh, gosh. They're all so different.
Okay.
But it usually takes me, like, for the ones that I've done so far, the size of probably the average one, it usually takes me 2 to 3 hours to, like, blow them up and prep them.
That's like, crazy. And you do it all by yourself? Or you have?
Right now.
Okay.
It's newer, so there's always that, like, price point struggle, like figuring out like pricing and all of that.
Of course, because they're all different.
Yeah, they're all
balloons are freaking expensive.
They are. And good quality ones, which I do a lot of them outside.
Right, because you need them to be good quality if they're going to be outside.
It's so hot. So I'm like, can't just go get like cheap balloons somewhere.
It's worth it though. It really looks amazing.
Thanks.
It probably is super. It looks incredibly difficult, but I feel you kill it. It's really
good. Thank you.
Okay, so where can people find out more info about your company?
Yeah.
And just like maybe if they want to book you or see what else you do.
So the website is lobadesignco.com.
Okay.
Which is LOB as in boy, A, designco.com. And then I'm pretty active. Sometimes I'm active on Instagram. I feel like I have weeks where I'm good and weeks where I'm
not. It's hard.
It is.
I know. Would you ever consider hiring someone to like help you with that side of things? Like how long
I struggle with it because I don't like doing it. Like it take. Well, I do and I don't.
You're going through phases.
Yeah. Like some days I'm like, this is fine, but it's a lot. It's like a job. Like
I know.
Another job.
It really is.
On top of the job. And but then I also feel like I try to be like probably too authentic on there. Like, I don't know, I'm very wordy on Instagram. So, but I like that it's your voice and I like that people get to see like the person behind a business and get to know you like on a personal level. I always post like my stories are always of Ember and like I met a bride the other week and her mom was like, oh, I feel like I know your little girl. Like, and they like, I feel like they get to sort of, I don't know, you're more of a person.
No, I love
not
it.
Not a business.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'm like, I don't want to do it. But then I'm like, but I want it to be my voice. And
okay. So you're saying like you feel like you would have a hard time like letting go of it being only you running it.
Yeah.
I get that.
But.
Because then you can't, I mean, necessarily control like. Mm-hmm. The content or the captions or whatever it is.
Which I know there's people out there that are like really good at doing that and making sure it's like your brand and all of that. But I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to like, I want to let things go. Then I'm like, no, it's mine.
I know. No, I get that. Totally. 100%. Like sometimes I'm like, I would love to have someone help me with like all the social media posts just for this podcast alone. Because I'm like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Much.
And then it's like
Facebook,
the radio station, Instagram. So it's like two Instagrams. And I'm like, I just need people to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
But it is hard.
And it is. And then you're like, well, you want to focus on what you do best. And like what I do best is not Instagram posts. That's silly.
So how long have you guys been around? Like
this is our first year.
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's newer.
Yeah, it's
new. So you might need some help in the future.
I think so. Meeting with the finance person next week because I'm like, can't do that.
Really?
Then I'm gonna get arrested.
Maybe you can get an intern.
I don't know.
I don't know how that works, but
I don't either.
You go to you. No, but for real, like I mean, I went to UNF and I used to want to do event planning so badly. I took this event class and I like loved my teacher. He was so cool and it made me kind of fall in love with it. And then I started doing that here when I first started working at the radio station. I did promotions.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, this is not really what I thought. Like, I don't think I'm as detail oriented as I thought I was. And I feel like that's very important when you're an event planner.
Yeah, depending on the events. Yeah,
and like
for
the
sure.
little things that you like can't forget, you know?
There is a lot.
There's so much error, at least for me. So I like respect your career so much.
Oh, thank you.
It's awesome.
Thanks. Some people are like, what do you do?
No, like, it's incredible.
I think it's important.
It definitely is. Making people's parties fun and like enjoyable is super important.
Yeah.
Like you said, you remember your party from when you were five. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So social media, can people follow you?
So it's Loba Design Co. Super easy. Okay. So Instagram, it's the at Loba Design Co. And then same on Facebook.
Okay. So you have a Facebook as well.
I don't have a Twitter.
That's okay.
On Facebook.
So you guys go check her out on Facebook and check her out on Instagram, and then check out her website too, because there's beautiful photos on there. And it'll like kind of give you a visual of what we were attempting to talk about. You know, some things are just easier seen than said. Ashlyn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.